Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the latest cattle on feed report and the implications for cattle markets. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Livestock Extension Economist. Dr. Maples, there were some big numbers in the latest cattle on feed report, weren't there?
Yes, Amy. The latest USDA cattle on feed report released last Friday showed larger supplies of cattle placed in the feedlots and a larger total number of cattle on feed. The report showed a 7.3% increase in the number of cattle placed into feedlots during the month of February 2018 as compared to February of 2017. The increase totals 123,000 head in terms of more cattle placed in on feed this year over last year. This report is important to producers because it helps us understand how many cattle are in the country, as well as what stage of the production process those cattle are in today. Both of these pieces of information certainly have implications for cattle prices in Mississippi and around the country.
So how do those placement numbers compare to the pre-report expectations?
They were higher. Average expectations prior to the report were that placements would be up about 4.5%. So the 7.3% increase was certainly more than at least the average expectation. But the pre-report expectations were pretty wide, so there were some market participants who anticipated this large increase.
And what is driving larger placements?
So there are a few underlying points that are really driving these larger placements, and we've seen a long string of increased placements month to month. The drought in the Southern Plains continues to have an impact on placement timing. So if we look at the three states that are mostly being affected by this drought, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, those three states accounted for almost 75% of the total increase in placements. But the biggest reason remains that there are just more calves in the country. The drought and other factors are impacting the timing of placements, but the big story remains that there are just more calves available to be placed.
Does more cattle placed mean more cattle currently in feedlots?
That's correct. So the total number of cattle on feed on March 1st this year was up nearly 9% over the same time last year. The total number of cattle on feed was about 11.7 million head. This is the largest total for any March 1st since the year 2006.
Wow, so that is a lot of cattle on feed. What about the cattle leaving the feedlots?
So placements seem to capture most of the headlines because of the big numbers. But really the primary concern is the pace of slaughter, or marketing rates. So slaughter rates the last 3 weeks have been about 2% lower than the same time last year. And the concern is that the fed cattle marketings as a percentage of the number of cattle on feed is going down. So this percentage in February was below the five-year average. And so if these lower rates continue and you couple that with the fact that we have more cattle being placed on feed, that's when concerns start to arise about a large number of market-ready cattle being in feedlots in coming months.
We don't have any big feedlots in Mississippi, so why does a potentially large number of market-ready cattle matter to producers with no stake in live cattle?
Yeah, so a bottleneck at any level of the beef production chain is generally a bad thing for producers. So calves from cow-calf country, our producers here in Mississippi, ultimately end up in the feedlots, even if they trade hands a few times along the way. An efficient marketing pace out of feedlots ensures that market-ready cattle are moved out and space frees up for new placements to come in. So a large supply of market-ready cattle all at once can lead to low live cattle prices due to those larger supplies, and that may lead those cattle to stay in feedlots longer. And this can have two primary negative effects on feeder cattle prices, or on the prices that we get for our calves here in Mississippi. First, more market-ready cattle waiting in feedlots can lead to less feedlot demand for placements, so less demand for the calves that we're selling. And second, those lower live prices lead to lower break-even prices for feedlots. So feedlots can't pay as much for feeder cattle and still expect to make money if those live prices go down.
Thanks so much. Today we've been speaking with livestock extension economist Dr. Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.